He once told the legendary broadcaster Fife Robertson during an interview for the Tonight television show in 1960, "I would not move if you paid me £20 a week and free board." The gentleman Fife was talking to was Henry Bunbury Hewitt, known to one and all as Yoyton, who could be described as the mayor of Burnley Arms. Memories of this extraordinary man and his community have been revived by recent stories about the relationships between people now living in this isolated and unique Norfolk beauty spot. Yoyton also told Fife, "My father lived here, my grandfather lived here, and they both lived until they died." He had a fine sense of Norfolk humour, and he became a local celebrity, sought after by television companies, radio stations, newspapers and magazines. In 1958, Ron Carter wrote, "Henry is one of the true gentlemen of the world, a man who can rightly be called the salt of the earth. He is always ready to help anyone and asks no reward except a greeting when you see him next, or, if you have them, a couple of pounds of eels." Where did his nickname come from? Henry was born at the East Station Cottage, Burnley Arms, in 1891. His aunt Emma ran a nursery school in her parlour, and the children went there before heading off to Reedham by train. He got his name when, as a young boy of about 6 years, after he had been looking at a litter of white pigs, he said, "They're all Yoytons," and the name stuck. We know so much about him and all the others who lived at Burnley and neighbouring villages, thanks to his granddaughter, Sheila Hutchinson, who has written a whole collection of local history books. Yoyton left school aged 12 and went on to become a fisherman with the East Anglian Fleet before heading back to Burnley in the 1920s, working as a marshman, looking after the Langley Detached Red Brick Drainage Mill, the animals and a whole host of other duties. It was a tough job and he was a tough man. There was one time when he had the windmill working continuously for 62 hours to pump the marshes, which were flooded during an earlier spell when there'd been no wind to turn the sails. He also had his own herd of cows and sold milk and was the postman and custodian of the old Burnley Arms mill. And how he loved having a laugh and a drink or two with passing holidaymakers on the river. Sheila, assisted by husband Paul, have now written more than a dozen wonderful local history books with great stories and photographs. When she lived at Burnley Arms, it was a busy hamlet with 11 dwellings, a station, and the famous public house. Sheila loved growing up there in a very different time. Her mum and dad were Ellen, known as Nibby, and Joseph, known as Paddy Williams, and she had a sister and a brother, Maureen and Derek. Imagine their life, no gas or electricity or water from the tap. In the winter, the water bucket, ready for boiling up on the coal fire, would freeze as it was so cold. The loo was in the garden, and that's where the refuse was buried. Mind you, the rhubarb grew bootiful. Her parents would go into Yarmouth to order groceries from Mr. Downing. He would put them in a box, which was delivered to the station. They were among the last families living in the cottages at Burnley Arms before they were pulled down. Happy memories of a very special place.